Welcome to the house of the Lord on this first Sunday of the Advent season 2023. It is a blessing to gather together to worship our Lord during the season of Advent, a season of waiting and watching, a season of expectation and anticipation. So welcome to you all. We have a special guest with us this morning, Liz Bergren from Crossroad Child and Family Service, drove over from Fort Wayne in the fog this morning, and you did a great job sharing 8 o'clock service, so thanks for being here for the 10:30.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you this morning. I just wanted to say, number one, thank you for having me, and it's such a pleasure to be able to share in person what your continued support does for the lives of children at Crossroad Child and Family Services. I will try to communicate all of the good that you are doing at our children's home, but truth be told, there are countless stories that I could tell you all day long. I'll try to keep it short and sweet. This year, on October 17th, Crossroad celebrated our 140th anniversary of serving children and families in our region, not only in Fort Wayne, but all of the states surrounding Indiana, including Ohio. And sometimes we can flippantly celebrate anniversaries, but when we really stop to think about what it means that we have been so generously supported for 140 years, the steadfastness of that generosity is incredibly impressive, and we are very, very grateful for that. Our property has changed a little bit over the years in Fort Wayne. If you look at aerial shots from the original property, it's a lot larger than what we have now. But the grounds that we are on are the same grounds that we were started on at Crossroad. And so there's a lot of history and a very sacred feeling when you are on our campus, because for over 140 years, individuals like yourselves have chosen to give to Crossroad and allow children to envision a future that they would not have been able to otherwise. As you can imagine, the services that our community has needed have also changed drastically in 140 years. So while we started with 5 children as an orphanage, Crossroad has changed with the needs of our community, and as legislators and leaders come to our facility and ask us to address certain needs in the community, we have remained as flexible as possible to be able to meet those needs, because we know that children and families are in desperate need of support. So today, Crossroad looks very different than it used to look. Where our children used to learn animal husbandry and farming on a large property, now our children aren't farming anymore, and we have a much smaller community on our campus. But we are benefiting the lives of children and families in the same ways that we used to, just addressing different needs. Crossroad is now a residential treatment facility for children who have experienced what we call significant trauma, abuse, or neglect. And many of the children that come to Crossroad have been in and out of facilities like ours, or who have lived in numerous foster homes prior to being placed at Crossroad. For instance, right now we have a young man who is 6.5 years old, and Crossroad is his 19th home that he's lived in. And so you can imagine the lack of stability that that young man has had in his very short time, and how that can manifest itself in behaviors and habits that he has learned to survive, but behaviors and habits that aren't really easy to acclimate to society in. So he has had a lot of trouble in school, and he has had a lot of trouble in the homes that he has lived in, because his survival instincts have taught him how to get his needs met in ways that are difficult for others to acclimate to. And so our therapist and our case managers and our staff members who work directly with this young man are charged with the very important work of helping him see his value. And even though he's had 19 homes in 6.5 years, helping him see that he is loved unconditionally, helping him discover a relationship with God, helping him to see himself through the eyes of God, to see his innate value and his worth in the world. And none of that work would be possible without your continued support. That may sound kind of cliche, but I mean that very wholeheartedly. Crossroad is licensed by the Department of Child Services in the state of Indiana, and we do receive funding from governmental agencies because of that. However, the gap between what we receive from federal funding and what it takes to provide the services and the loving home that we provide for children is roughly $647 per day per child. So the reimbursements that we get from the state don't even come close to actually providing the financial means that it takes to serve the children that we serve. And we're not just talking about therapeutic services or educational services, which we do obviously offer both of those, but I'm actually talking about just meeting the needs of each child that lives at Crossroad. And as all of us can imagine, because of how different our families look and the different needs that each member of our family has, every need that a child has at Crossroad is unique to that child. Many of the children that come to live with us come to us with only the clothing on their back. They have been removed from their homes in an emergent situation, and they have not had the opportunity to pack anything. So when they come and arrive at Crossroad, we need to provide them with everything a human being needs to be successful. So all of their clothing, their hygiene materials, all of their scholastic materials, games, board games, music, everything that a child needs to feel like a whole and valued human being, that's what you're supporting. So everything from a very basic need to high-level therapeutic services are what your financial support are going to support for our children. And I just want to share one last story of a child because I know that it would be far more impactful for you to meet our children. I always say to my staff, I know that we enjoy coming to meet you. My staff and I love to meet our donors face-to-face. We love to thank you face-to-face. But really, us talking about someone's experience is far less impactful than them telling you themselves. However, because of the way that our services have changed over the years and the protection that our children need, the anonymity that our children require because of the cases that they're coming from in their households and the fact that we have to keep their identities private, I try to share as many personal stories about our kids as possible while respecting their privacy as well, because I would love for you to meet them, but obviously they don't travel with us to speak. One of the children that we're working with right now is a child who came to us at 17 years old, has had many placements, and has endured abuse that is significant. And even though she has been through so much, she's actually had a very amazing demeanor since coming to Crossroads. So she's been with us for about 7 months. And all through her 7 months, there's just been a lot of, all of the staff members that have worked with her have been very impressed because there's not a lot of behavioral issues, that she had a lot of credits to make up from school because her life situation did not allow her to consistently attend school, but she has put the work in and tracked very well. And then about a month ago, her behavior started to change significantly, and we started to see some pretty significant behavioral issues toward her staff members, and everyone was very perplexed by that. And I remember sitting in a meeting, a care team meeting, about this young woman, and her therapist said, "Why are we all surprised? She has learned how to behave in treatment centers so that she can be dismissed from that treatment center, so that she no longer has to receive treatment. But she has been at Crossroad long enough that we are starting to really work on the trauma therapy and the PTSD therapy that she needs. So she's actually being herself right now and expressing real emotions rather than telling us what we want to hear." And so when I think about all of the donors that generously support the mission that we have at Crossroad, what I really want you to know is that your support is allowing individuals to find themselves and to find a relationship with Christ in a way that they most likely would have never had the opportunity to find. Crossroad is somewhat colloquially known as the place where children are placed when nothing else has seemed to work. And while we are not excited or happy that our children have had so many placements before Crossroad because we know that each placement re-traumatizes children to a certain extent, we are really grateful for your continued support, because even though they may be with us longer than what they would like to be, even though their situations may require much more acute therapy than what they or our therapist thought initially, because you choose to continue to support Crossroad, our children have a greater chance of having a healthy and whole life when they graduate from our program. And that looks different for every child. That could be moving on to an adult group home. That could be living independently in an apartment or a home by themselves. But because of you, our kids are able to think about those options, where before, maybe they didn't know what their future held and they didn't allow themselves to dream. So we thank you so much for your continued support. I'm happy to answer any questions after the service. And if you are ever in the Fort Wayne area, we welcome you for a tour of campus. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Crossroad is our mission of month for the month of December. So we have a few Sundays and weeks to continue to support. Share some additional announcements. A prayer request for Jody Belts. Jody has been on our list of prayers over the past few years dealing with leg issues. She has seen a new surgeon, and as of Friday, she learned she's going to have surgery this coming Thursday on her left leg, probably to receive a plate and some screws with no weight bearing for 6 weeks. And once that leg is healed, she'll have the same thing done on the right leg. So please be praying for Jody and her family. The Visitor, the monthly newsletter, will be coming out this week, a little delayed this month. The Fellowship Committee encourages everybody that wants to be a part of the Senior Christmas Dinner to sign up today for that event on the 14th. We do have evening Advent services on the calendar this year. First one tonight here in the sanctuary at 7. And please note that next Sunday, the 10:30 a.m. service will be the Sermon in Music.
Psalm 51:17 says, "The greatest sacrifice you want is a broken spirit. God, you will gladly accept a heart that is broken because of sadness over sin." And in this chorus of our prelude song, it says, "Come to us, O Lord of glory, and make us anew." If you want to join with us, feel free. If you want to sit and listen, you may as well. Our song is "Come to Us."
As we are people, Our opening scripture this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verses 4 through 9. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continue to sin against them, you are angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sins. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. O look upon us, we pray, for we are all your people. Please pray with me. We come before you this morning with peace and joy as we thank you, God, for revealing yourself to us through both the Lord Jesus Christ and the words of the Bible. You act on our behalf with grace and love, and we worship you while we await Christ's return. As we are each the work of your hands, receive our worship and praise and thanksgiving of who you are. Mighty God, amen.
While the city of Bethlehem may have resounded with noise and clamor, in a back alley there was a simple and quiet stable nestled amongst the inns and homes. Simple in that there was space for a few animals and a manger for some feed, and quiet except for the soft baaing of a sheep or a low mooing of a cow. It was a stable just like any other stable in Bethlehem, simply constructed and intended for a simple purpose. But not this night, not this particular holy night. On this night, it was anything but a simple purpose, for it was here in this very stable that God's love would glow brightly with the birth of a special child. The birth of a promised child, but not yet. For now, it's just the stable. Some posts and rails, sunk in the ground and tied together, some thatching to make a roof, sheltering a simple manger a feed box for the animals, set on a rough dirt floor. But the roof and walls blocked the wind and the cold. A simple stable, a simple manger, which God blessed with holy light. Let us join in singing the first verse of number 141, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Those who are able to please rise for our call to worship. We gather this morning as a people waiting for the Lord.
The one who died, rose, and will come again.
Yes, this is the truth and the great mystery of our faith.
Yes, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts again this Advent season.
As we enter this season of Advent, let us find hope, peace, joy, and love as we wait for the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let us sing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Thank you.
think of Christmas, I stand in awe of God's love. God loved us so much that he sent his son to save us. I try to imagine what it would have been like to be there at the stable. And just like listen to our first verse. So, behold, the king has come, divinity incarnate, creator of the world, breathing our air. I mean, can you imagine? And let us sing, behold, with this image in mind.
As we light the Advent wreath on this first Sunday of the Advent season, we hear a different theme of the candles this year. Traditionally, we've been reminded over the years that the five candles symbolize hope, peace, joy, love, and the Christ candle. For our Advent wreath this year, the first candle represents God's promises.
We know that God's promises to our long ago ancestors came true when Jesus was born. They awaited the Messiah, and in Jesus, God's promise is fulfilled. God's promise is kept each Sunday when we worship because Christ is in our midst. Emmanuel, God with us, is one name of Jesus that proclaims his presence with us.
The prophet's words from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. We light this candle to testify to the coming of the light of God into the world in Jesus our Lord.
Let's pray. God, thank you for the fulfillment of your promise to send a Savior to the world, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. We wait with expectation for the fulfillment of your promise that Jesus will come again. Until Christ's return, we strive to be faithful in our worship, thanking you for your grace and love. Amen.
Let us respond with the song, Christmas is Coming. You can find it on page 10 in your bulletin. We will sing the chorus, the first verse today, and then finish with the chorus.
Children to come forward for the children's message. Morning. We're going to do an experiment today. We are going to wait and see how long you can sit here quietly. How long can you sit here without making a sound, a noise, or a word? You're going to be quiet. Ready?
Like
go.
Quiet game.
It's a quiet game. Start. I am amazed. Yeah, they made noise too. I'm pretty amazed how quiet you were out there. And everybody's wondering, how long do we have to wait before someone says something? Waiting. Waiting. Waiting in silence or just waiting? I read this week that anyone that is 70 or older, you have on average waited for 3 years of your life doing nothing but waiting. So they could have waited a lot longer before you might have made a noise. Are you very good at waiting normally?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you okay waiting for Christmas to open up any presents?
Yeah?
Yeah? No one's going to open up a present before December 25th? Oh, excellent. Wow, you guys are really good at waiting. Well, here's a little poem from a book called Oh, the Places You'll Go, written by Dr. Seuss. And guess what it's about? Waiting. Waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or no, or waiting for your hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. And I'm impressed how good you are at waiting. Do you ever wait for the phone to ring? Do you ever wait for something to come in the mail? Do you ever wait for your hair to grow? Wow. That's a lot of waiting. Your hair is growing already. Yep, it's coming back.
But it's coming down.
It's coming down?
Yeah.
I think it's curling up.
There's shadows up
there. There you go. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus wants us to be patient in waiting. When we read from Mark chapter 3, verse 35, Jesus says, "Keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." Part of the Advent season is waiting and watching. And we watch while we wait. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back, but the Bible promises he's going to come. And we have to wait for that time. And while we wait, we're supposed to be watching while we wait. So as you watch and wait for Christmas and to open up those presents and to see family members and know that Jesus loves you, we watch and we wait for Jesus Santa, to come back.
Santa is not real.
Santa, we'll talk about that another time. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of these children. And in this season, we thank you that they are good at waiting and watching. And we thank you and we praise you for your return. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Can't say too much about what Riley suggested there. I talked about that person before in a children's moment and got some families upset with me because they still thought that that person was real. So I'm not saying anything about that in a children's moment. I'll leave that to the parents. And if you have no clue what I'm talking about, just guess what might have been said. So